right here on KCSN. I'm Jim Nelson, and as I mentioned a couple of times previously, we are joined in the studio now by Boy and Bear, a band from Sydney, Australia. We just sent our Dodgers down there to play a couple of baseball games, so it's only fitting that we now invite and welcome Sydney's Boy and Bear into the studios here in Los Angeles, California. I've got, let's see if I can get this right, I got John, I got Killian, I got Dave, I got Tim, and I got another Dave all in the studio over there. This Dave that you can't see, but I'm pointing at him, we'll call him Simesy just to keep things a little little less confusing. Welcome to KCSN, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We are. We've been talking about you a lot on KCSN in recent weeks because we're presenting your show at the Troubadour tonight, which is sold out. Good for you. And the Troubadour, great place to be playing in LA. I don't know if you know the history of that club. It's way too extensive to go into now, but Elton John played his very first show in America at the Troubadour, right where you guys are playing tonight. So
yeah, awesome.
So good on you. Dave, let's start with you, Dave Hosking.
Yeah, sure.
Before we ask you to play some music, I've always been curious about the origin of the name of the band, Boy and Bear. How did that come up? Where'd that come from?
It's quite a practical story. We had a bunch of songs that we were trying to upload to a radio station back home known as Triple J. And at that point, we knew that we wanted to be a band, but we didn't have a band name. So I spent sort of a week and a half on a band name generator that I found on the internet. And then, of course, you get like a short list, and then you got to run it through Google to make sure that, you know, no other bands have got it. And Boy and Bear passed the tests, and now we're here 5 years later. So,
and there you go. And Google was correct. Nobody's come forward and said, wait, we already had that one.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you've all got acoustic instruments in your hand, and Simesy over here, I wish you could see how he's going to play percussion. We're talking a guitar case, and I'm not entirely certain what it is.
They're wok cleaners, actually. Yeah,
you clean your wok after you do a stir fry with that.
Okay, wok cleaners, W-O-K, wok. And he's going to play percussion with that, so let's check this out. Boy and Bear, Southern Sun from their new album, Harlequin Dream, on 88.5 KCSN.
One, two, three, two.
And all you see, what was it that came down on me that night? A conjuring, I held on to the moment of light just to make it alive. Stood out there in the covering, in the baskings of a holy night. I was lucid and conscious, and hovering like a firefly. My mind stretched out on the canopy, I put its arms out slow. I heard the whispers of silence floating down from the radio. So come on, come on, I'm ready now. I got the feeling, honey, like I'm ready to roll. You see, I'm not gonna wait till the end of me. I got the burning fire in the bed of my soul. I saw the light from a kettle gun, 16 days under southern sun. And there were times when I thought that I wouldn't mind it if I lost my mind out there. You wouldn't believe me if I told you so. The things I saw were enough to make the man in me a man of me. So come on, I'm get your things out, honey, let's get ready to roll. Oh, I can feel the weight coming over me. I've been waiting for this day too long just to let it all go. As a child, I was wondering at the thought that I might know our life in the ecstasy of rock and roll. Whoa, no, I'm not taking it slow. See, I'm not gonna wait till the enemy. I got the burning fire in the bed of my soul.
KCSN Boy and Bear live in our studios with a version of Southern Sun that featured two acoustic guitars, a mandolin, a banjo, and all manner of percussion. And you guys threw me off there for a second with that intro to the song. I'm like, wait, I just said it was Southern Sun. What are they playing? You had me fooled. We've got all five guys in the studio with us today as they get ready for their show at the Troubadour tonight. Dave Hosking, question for you.
Sure.
You have referenced America's song, Horse With No Name, in reference to the song that you just played, Southern Sun. What's the connection there?
I was always fascinated how that song is pretty much two chords through the entire track and how it can still keep your attention and still hold so much momentum. And I think that that sparked a sort of fascination with simplicity in songwriting. And this song, although technically has more than two chords, is pretty much the rotation of the F and the G. And I just liked that concept, I guess, as a reference.
Were you actually thinking about that as you were writing Southern Sun? Was that sort of your jumping off point?
I don't think I necessarily picked up the guitar and thought, I'm going to try and write a song using two chords. But I think where in the past I may have needed to look for sort of different chord changes, I think once I felt like it was working, I guess knowing that song and knowing other songs like that, I had the confidence to kind of go, you know what, let's just keep it super simple. Let's pretty much two chords and let's plow through it. So
mm-hmm. Cool. Tim, the band started with Dave as a solo artist and then kind of one by one, y'all came in and eventually became a five piece. But at some point or another, most of you have all fronted your own bands. So now you've had to figure out how to mesh together. Do you all write? And if so, what's the process for the songwriting?
Yeah, so definitely it starts with Dave. He has to sing the songs. So it definitely starts with him, and he does the bare bones of the songs or a lot of times more than that. And we come in and be really forceful with our opinions on him, try to change everything, you know. No, but it's actually one of the greatest parts about this band. And since the very start, there's a lot of respect and not a lot of ego sort of flying around the room. So I think we are the sum of our parts, and we sort of all bring something to the table, whether it be good or a little bit scary. And I think, it sort of seems to have worked for the first 5 years, and hopefully for many more.
Judging by the laughter that came when you said forceful. I'm guessing that forceful was a rather kind term on your part.
Quite a few strong characters in this band, including myself.
Just physical force, that's all it
just,
is.
Just, forceful
I'm
for
bigger
real.
I'm bigger than Dave. You know?
We're talking with Boy and Bear here in the KCSN studios today. And guys, you've got another song prepared for us today. Can we get you to play another one?
Yeah, sure. We're going to play a song called Old Town Blues.
Excellent. From the new album, Harlequin Dream, it's Boy and Bear live on KCSN.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Looking for my old man's shoes, kicking off these old town blues. Don't leave me here, 'cause I just won't survive. There's a raven hovering, he's a keeping alive. I've known him all my life. He's the spirit of a young man mourning, like the shadow of a carving knife. He's not the danger, but the warning sign. And we're kicking off easy.
That sounds so wonderful, guys. For those of you who can hear me on headphones right now, that really, really was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's live music from Boy and Bear right here in the KCSN studios. That song is called Old Town Blues, and you'll find it on their Harlequin Dream album. It's their second, and it came out here in the States just a few months ago. Now, Dave Hosking, another question for you. Before you guys had even put out your very first full album, you had an EP out, and somehow you managed to tour England with Laura Marling and Australia with Mumford & Sons, even without a full CD yet. That must have been something.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of luck involved in that, to be honest, because Laura was coming out to Australia at that point and was after she needed a bass player and a drummer to help her with the shows. And it just so happened that the people that we were kind of talking to put the two parties together, and Tim and our old bass player, Jake, actually played for Laura, which meant that we could support her. And then that's where the kind of relationship started. And then she said, come to England with me. And so we did, all five songs.
There you go. And how about Mumford & Sons? How'd that work out?
Well, ironically, back then, Laura's camp and the Mumford guys were really close. Laura and Marcus had played, obviously, together in the same projects. And so we got to know Marcus through Laura. And then again, through that connection, managed to pick up a couple of shows with those guys. And yeah.
Nice going.
It's all who you know, isn't it?
Nice going. You don't even have an album yet. You're already touring with the likes of Laura Marling and Mumford & Sons. Tim, you guys came to America to record that first album, Moonfire.
Yeah.
What about the new album, Harlequin Dream? Where'd you record that and who produced it?
Yeah, so an Australian producer named Wayne Connolly did our second one. And we did it in Sydney. And I suppose for a whole bunch of reasons, but mainly because we wanted to be at home. We wanted to be close to friends and family and to feel really comfortable in our surroundings. And I guess we spaced it out over about 8 months, which was some time in the rehearsal room and some time in the studio. And it was just nice to go home on weekends and see family and friends and not be completely gone, you know, like we were on the first record.
But yeah, because you were a long way from home recording in Nashville for that first album, huh?
Which was fun too.
Sure.
In its own way.
Well, we're glad you've come to Los Angeles. The album Harlequin Dream in Australia debuted at number one for you, which is obviously fantastic. But it came on the heels of winning 5 ARIA Awards down there, which to us in America would be the equivalent of Grammy Awards. You won 5 of them on your first album, including Album of the Year and Best Group, which is, you know, awesome. Really, seriously, that's worth touting. And then you were nominated for a couple of more arias with Harlequin Dream. So I want to say congratulations on all that and all
that's happening
for you guys so far. And of course, a sold out show at the Troubadour tonight, which sort of caps it all off. KCSN presenting that show tonight. Boy and Bear, thrilled to have you here in the studios and welcome to our part of the world, and hope it's not too hot for you.
No, we're loving it. We just came from Canada, so this is a bliss.
Perfect.
It was exactly the same weather in Canada, I'm sure,
yeah.
Right? Maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
What's it like down under? Is it fall right now, winter right now?
So it's going into our winter, but we're all from Sydney, so our winter is not really winter. So it's not too bad. It's kind of similar to
Los Angeles. Yeah. You get one day of rain and a whole bunch of, ooh, it's in the 70s. It's winter time. Well, thanks again for coming up. We really enjoyed having you, and we hope that you'll come back and visit us again soon. Good luck at the show tonight. Enjoy the history of the place. I'm sure if you haven't heard all about this club yet, you will soon. If you want to know more about Boy and Bear, the website is pretty easy. It's Boy and Bear. .com. And I want to thank Tristan and Matt and Michelle for all the things that they did to help make this happen. We're going to see if we get this right without looking. John, Killian, Dave, Tim, and Simesy, Boy and Bear,
well
thanks
done.
On 88.5 KCSN. We're going to get back to recorded music.